Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. Hello, this is Mary. Today is a good day to celebrate the life and work of Jean Zaru, a remarkable Quaker woman. She was born in 1940 and is a lifelong resident of Ramallah, where her Quaker roots are deep. She has served as clerk of the Ramallah Monthly Meeting and has also represented friends across the Middle East in interfaith and ecumenical organizations. She taught at the Friends School in Ramallah, where her husband was also a teacher and head of school. In her book, Occupied with Nonviolence, she describes how her family story is bound up with the struggles of Palestinians. In her chapter, What Life Do I Lead?, she writes of her identity. I am a Palestinian, a Palestinian woman, a Palestinian Christian woman, and I am also a Quaker and a pacifist. In this and other essays, she reveals the complexity of these intersecting identities, describing the lives of her people and her enduring commitment to nonviolence in the midst of their suffering. On June 10, 2010, Jean Zaru was awarded the Anna Lind Memorial Prize in Stockholm, Sweden. This prize is awarded to someone who has shown courage in their daily life in the struggles against indifference, prejudice, oppression, and injustice, and those who have promoted generosity and reconciliation locally and internationally. Jean Zaru continues to write, speak, and travel as a witness among friends and others to the power of God's love. Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.